USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and other Senate Democrats are increasing pressure on the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors to reverse changes enacted by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy amid concerns those changes could hurt the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in votes this fall. The letter explains scrutiny of the Postal Service to the six-member Board of Governors, all of whom were appointed by the President. The Board of Governors has the authority to intervene in decisions made by the Postmaster General. That group selected Joy for the position back in May. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who would not bring the Democrats back for coronavirus relief money, informed House members that they should expect to return to Washington to vote on the legislation on the Postal Service. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.